Would you let kids drink this? It's 92925 to Texas. Good morning. 806 right now. Nikki in the morning show with Sam and Mark and Kim. So I love Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. They're maybe one of my favorite celebrity couples.
Yeah, they are so open and transparent about it, especially their parenting days.
Yeah.
Now,
when she mentioned this recently, she said, people are going to give me flack for this. And let me start by saying, I don't care. I'm a great parent and I'm learning every day. So she doesn't really care what we have to say. But I just kind of was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
She basically said, well, she did say that she lets her kids who are 5 and 7 years old drink non-alcoholic beer all the time. Listen to this.
Okay. So my husband brought home a 6-pack of O'Doul's last night. And my daughters often ask for O'Doul's. They've been at restaurants and ordered beers. They've said, do you have any O'Doul's? And the reason for this is because when we first had our child, and my husband would put her in the baby Bjorn and we'd walk around the neighborhood, he'd pop a non-alcoholic beer in his hand and the baby would, like, you know, paw at it and put the rim in her mouth.
Okay, so the babies got a taste of it, I guess, from the time they were really... But a 5-year-old ordering, I understand it's non-alcoholic, but a 5-year-old ordering a beer in a restaurant, that's really strange.
It's
to me.
Jarring. We're not used to it. I don't think of it as being that detrimental.
Oh,
I mean,
great.
It can't be any worse than a kid drinking a Coca-Cola with 50 grams of sugar in a can,
but it's
loaded with caffeine.
It's not the ingredients. Like, I'm not judging based on what they're feeding
the
their kids.
You think?
It's the idea that you're influencing a child to drink alcohol. What's the point of non-alcoholic beer?
You're asking me? Not much. No, but the taste, it could be nice.
It tastes gross, like a cider.
The idea is to feel like you're having a beer without having the alcohol. Why do you want a 5 and a 7-year-old to feel like they're having a beer?
But kids will always want to feel older than they are, and they will always want to do things that may be illicit or that may be cool, or, you know, they may be premature to do. Like,
we don't have to give into it. We don't have to influence it.
Not necessarily, but if we don't, then they may do it behind our backs. I mean, remember when, you know, smoking was all the rage back then, and they actually had not just the candy cigarettes. They had, like, toy cigarettes that anyone could buy that when you took a drag from it, the little cherry would light up.
The light, yeah, I remember
and there'd
that.
Be, like, a vapor that would emit. And here we are in, like, grade 3 and 4 walking around school like we're the coolest kids pretending to smoke.
And look what happened to you, which is why they're not legal anymore for a reason. There's a reason we're not giving kids candy cigarettes anymore or those little vape pens.
Yeah, I guess. But look, I mean, this is what the kids were used to growing up, and I mean, part of it, their father is sober now, right?
Yes.
And so they do talk to their kids and they address the whole sobriety issue, so they are made aware of the dangers of substance
abuse.
It's
weird to me. There's also some beer. Isn't there some beer in non-alcoholic beer? Mm-hmm. Normally there's like point something, zero something.
Some have, I got this one, guys. Some have 0.5%, some have 0.0%. It really depends on the brand, but you'd have to look.
And Sam would drink none of the
I will have none of it.
Kim, your 10-year-old daughter?
She tried it when she was a baby, didn't like it. So, like, score, yes.
Yeah.
At 5, they don't want to be cool, though. Now, at her age at 10, she might be trying to
And
emulate.
You wouldn't want her to do that. Like, imagine her sitting around drinking a beer. That's kind of gross.
No, she's always trying to get my coffee, and that's enough that I'm like, no.
I just picture her with a vape pen and a beer. And she's 10 years old.
Oh, they grow so fast.
Mark, your daughter is 14 now, so she's drinking real beer.
Yeah, no.
No.
Okay.
Right,
you think? Don't do that to
I'm
me.
I'm kidding.
Please.
He looked like he was just going to have a heart attack. He literally looked like he was going to die. What do you think about non-alcoholic beer, though?
No, absolutely not.
No,
I mean,
right?
Why would you start with the idea of that? Why would you get them into it? Why would you give them the taste for it?
I kind of agree with that. Let's see if anyone agrees with you, though. Are you already feeding Juliana? Is that why? Are you already feeding her?
Not yet. We've started on the mushy foods for now, but once she graduates.
And look, I'm not a total prude. Like, I definitely, growing up, I remember, like, one of my cousins, we camped a lot. We'd be at the campground, and she'd accidentally, she'd try to drink people's beer. I don't think it's the end of the world if somebody gives their young teen or somebody, like, a glass of wine. But I just, the idea of a 5-year-old rolling up and being like, you got any beer without any alcohol?
Any old duels on tap?
Yeah, that's weird to me. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Text us, 92925. Here's Ed Sheeran. All right, let's say you're at a restaurant. You see a 5-year-old at the table next to you. to order an alcoholic beverage without alcohol. And what would you think of that? 92925 to text us. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. So I'm talking specifically about non-alcoholic beer because Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard say that they often let their 5 and 7 year old kids drink, is it O'Doul's? Is that the type
O'Doul's
of?
O'Doul's it is.
I've never heard. Okay. O'Doul's. She said they'll order it when they're out at restaurants. It is a non-alcoholic beer, and that's a little strange to me.
Not to me. I mean, kids emulate what they see, and I mean, kids drink so much crap these days, sugary drinks, what have you. I mean, when I was a kid, I was drinking, like, you know, Virgin Mary's or Virgin
Shirley Temples probably. They were because so they yummy. Cool. That was juice.
Yeah, but these are like adult drinks that kids just sort of pick up on.
Shirley Temple is not an adult drink.
It is when you throw in some vodka.
I was going to say, why? You would never order, if non-alcoholic vodka would never be a thing. That would be weird.
It's called water.
But yes, exactly. But imagine doing emulating having shots with a younger kid or something, being like, yeah, let's pretend. That's weird.
I guess because they want to fit in. They always want to be older or feel older than they are. I guess it's a part of growing up. Hopefully they won't be like this for the rest of their lives, but it's a phase.
Elisa, good morning. You're from Point Claire, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When did you have your first sip?
I was young because I'm Italian, the culture, homemade wines. So we tend to try the wines at a very young age.
Okay.
But it didn't make me, you know, start drinking.
Okay, good. You weren't guzzling bottles.
No, and I didn't do it often.
Okay.
And with my own children, you know, they would taste things, but I would certainly not encourage it.
Right.
Because, yeah, you know, you want to set the right examples. And, I think everybody, and sort of my children, they started drinking later in life.
Right, okay.
and had their parties and so on and so forth. You know, I know it's non-alcoholic and, you know, all of that stuff, but I think at a very young age, I don't think it's a right image.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Why bother putting that in their head and sort of influencing them that way?
Yeah, exactly. Like Sam has mentioned, there's so many other things that they're doing right now that, yeah. No,
yeah,
I wouldn't go that route.
Gotcha. Elisa, thanks so much for weighing in and chatting with us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
Do you still love homemade wine, by the way?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
a good one, yes.
Yeah.
But you're always partial to your own dad. Yes.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Lou on our text line says, non-alcoholic beers are gross. Like, does anyone actually like the taste of beer? I would agree with that. I can't have beer because I can't have gluten.
Right.
And at my birthday this year, a couple of friends brought me like some different like artisan gluten-free beers.
Right.
And I remember I was so proud. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have my first beer in years. And I was talking to my best friend. She goes, you're not going to like that. Like, it's definitely an acquired taste. You're not going to enjoy it. It was disgusting. I can't.
Right down the drain.
In my early 20s, I would drink beer all the time. And I was like, who drinks this? What kind of monsters? That's a really good point. It's odd that they developed such a quick taste for it at such a young age.
The NHS, which is the National Health Society, actually recommends, they say obviously before the age of 18 is not recommended, but if they do drink underage, then it shouldn't be until they're at least 15.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so, yeah.
So Juliana's 5 and a half months old, Sam. It's too soon.
It's going to be a long 15 years.
Too soon. I think most people on our text line, about 75%, are saying it's a little too young. Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, but not the best look either.
Kristen Bell does what she wants, if there's anything I've learned about her. It's 8:18 right now. We're kicking off 2 hours.